God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Traditional culture stagnate us. Sometimes our traditional covenant hold us back. Sometimes our traditional stuff won't allow us to move forward. But when God breaks the barrier of our traditional stuff, he moves us forward so that we can do something great in our lives. My brothers and sisters, we see in the first century Jewish society an unmarried pregnant woman or even one betrothed faced devastating social and legal consequences. A betrothed woman who became pregnant by a man other than her husband was considered guilty of adultery with all the related social and legal consequences, including the penalty of death by stoning. I can only imagine. Isn't it amazing, David, how we want to stone the woman, but we spare the culture stuff sometimes stagnate things that are right in society. Sometimes we hold on to cultural things that have absolutely nothing to do with God-defined purpose and God-defined plan. My brothers and sisters, when we see here an angel came and appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Joseph, thy son of David, fear not, take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." God is working. Matthew 1:21 said that she shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins, plural. And I said that to say this. This was the plan. Our salvation is in Jesus Christ. And the reason we can say it, because Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to profit you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." Somebody ought to know the plan. For God had a plan, and that plan was a mystery. But God was about to unveil and reveal what he was about to do. That's the God that we serve. God is revealing and unveiling his plan. He gives you messengers and we refuse to hear them. He gives you power and strength and we refuse to use it. Why? Because we don't know the plan. For the plan is being revealed faster and quicker than we ever imagined. Speak, Lord. When we see turbulence in the sky and we see turbulence in the land, when we see prosperity eroding, when we see lie become the truth and truth becomes a lie, these things have all been predicted. And we still don't see the signs of the time, Lord. We still walk around like we're going to live forever. That man that think he can change everything into his image, I share with you, he will never live to see it come to pass. God is watching the conduct and the character of a people and the conduct and the character of a nation. And who shall stand in the presence of an awesome God? Who shall stand in the presence of a mighty God? Who can stand in the presence of an eternal sovereign God? Who can stand? Jesus came so that we could stand and serve our God. My brothers and sisters, God is simply speaking to us. When we think about all of the laws that God established, affirmed, declared, decreed for us, 613 of them, God gave those laws to reveal his holy character And this would expose our human sinfulness, our weaknesses, and point us to our need for a Savior.
Yes, sir.
I ain't holy, but in order to get to where I need to be with him, I must be changed, transformed. I must have something in me that looks like my maker and my creator. And when we all accept the Lord as our maker and our creator, a change has to take place. You can't sit in the church all your life and never be changed. There's something that's going on in the atmosphere. There's something that's radiating over the surface of the world that the Lord is simply saying, speak to my people. My brothers and sisters, the law acts as a reflection of God's absolute goodness, purity, and justice. God's absolute goodness, purity, and justice. Paul said in Galatians 3, 23 through 25, but, that's a conjunction, before faith came, we were kept under the law. Hang with me with it. Shut up unto the faith, which should afterward be revealed. Wherefore, whenever you see the word wherefore, you see something is about to take place. Wherefore, the law, 613, was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. The law now bring us to Christ that we might be justified, made right by faith. We are made right by faith. But after that, faith is come. We are no longer under the schoolmaster, the law. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, the Word. Here's what I told Sunday school. We are sons of God. That word, sons of God, or children of God, can also mean we are sons. When God created everything that relate to him, they became his sons, even those fallen angels. Why? I can take you to school. Job said, and the sons of God appeared unto God. Those were fallen angels who still had power, who still had authority, but they still knew who God was and God knew who they were. They still had power. They still had the same thing God gave them, but they were no longer looking like him. But God can still talk to stuff that don't look like him. And sometimes we are created in God's image and we sometimes don't look like him, but he still talks to us. Sometimes we act contrary to what and who he is, and he still talks to us. Not casting us aside. And he said, have you considered my servant Job? Antioch. God is trying to save us from ourselves. And when we see what he has done, he has justified us by our faith. That word justified means a legal declaration that a guilty sinner is fully forgiven, acquitted of charges, and accounted as righteousness. We have been acquitted. And here is where John 3:16 comes in. In John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus was speaking and sharing God's word. There was a man called Nicodemus that wanted to know about being born again. Anybody been born again?
Yes, sir. Come on,
And he didn't quite understand the concept and precept about being born again, because you can't come into the presence of God and not be changed. Yeah. Yeah. And so God told him that the being born again had to do with spiritual concept and spiritual things. And when God is speaking, he is speaking spiritually, saying things to transform our life. And Nicodemus had to be changed. And God is saying, you must be changed. The Holy Spirit is speaking in us, bothering us, shaking us, conforming us, reconciling us, redeeming us. The Holy Spirit is doing something in our lives. And what I love about what God is doing, he is getting us ready. For God so loved the world. Not just love, but so loved the world. And what that implies is that God loved us in the past tense. I'm taking you to school. God loved us in the past tense, but God also loved us in the present tense. God's love is omnipresent. Speak, Lord. Everywhere. God is everywhere. God's love is omnipresent. He's everywhere. His presence is in heaven, and his presence is in earth. How can his presence be in heaven and his presence be on earth? Because God is everywhere. Wherever you go, God will say, I'm there. My brothers and sisters, his love is indwelling present. He takes up residence in us. The Holy Spirit is there. When you say yes, the Holy Spirit comes in and take up residence. And his love is manifested present. This is an experience of God where he makes his presence actively known, as he did to Moses in a burning bush. Think about it. Think about God making his presence known in a burning bush. Now, the bush wasn't him, but his presence was in the bush. The bush. But the presence is in the bush. The presence is in you when you accept. When you accept him as Lord and Savior, the presence of the Lord dwells in you. When you accept the Lord by faith, God's presence takes up residence in you. My brothers and sisters, when we think about our yesterdays, Romans 3:23 says, all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God because we have all sinned. My nature, my sin nature. I was born with a sin nature, but thank God that he transformed us. God revealed his love to us. God revealed his past tense love. For God looked far beyond our fault and saw our. And he will also throw our sins into the sea of forgetfulness, and he won't even remember them. David said in Psalm 103 and 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us. The east is from the west. He won't remember them. The only time that we see God will have an amnesia, so to speak. He won't remember what we've done.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're back with the birthday edition of the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. Earlier in the program, we asked the question, what's something you only get mad about when the wrong person does it?
Good morning. This is Sharon Diane here with Lady Diane from Monroe, Louisiana.